Over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll speak with Montgomery Councilmember George Leventhal and hear his argument why there shouldn't be term limits in that county.
And at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. It is now 8 o'clock, time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Florida's taking a beating this morning as Hurricane Matthew's eyewall approaches the coast with hurricane-force winds. Daytona Beach Mayor Derek Henry says his city will be impacted for hours.
We expect maximum intensity in about 3 hours and then about 6 hours after that.
But there was also some good news this morning.
It appears that West Palm Beach has dodged a major bullet. We spoke to local authorities this morning. So far right now, no major reports of injuries, no significant damage. There are some downed trees, things like this right here behind us, some downed power lines. Thousands are still without power, but it could have been much, much worse. If you remember yesterday, Thursday morning, we were talking about West Palm Beach Island being in the eye of the storm in the crosshairs of Hurricane Matthew. That seems to have changed by Thursday night with the storm moving further north.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. Some first responders from this area are on their way south.
Crews from Fairfax County are heading to Florida while a team from Montgomery County is heading to Georgia to help during Hurricane Matthew. Pete Perringer is with Montgomery County Fire and says they're planning to stay a while.
Typically a deployment will be 10 to 14 days. So the teams, they literally take tractor trailers worth of equipment with them, and they will have everything self-sufficient, including lodging, food.
Both of the first response teams were activated by FEMA. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Experts say employment data due out later this hour could keep the Federal Reserve on pace to raise interest rates by December. Economists predict today's Labor Department report will show that the economy added 175,000 jobs last month. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he is deeply moved by the word this morning that he's been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
I'm so honored and so grateful. This is a very important event for my country, for the victims of this war, and this is a commitment to keep trying to bring peace to my country. I am so grateful. Thank you very, very much.
It comes just days after Colombian voters narrowly rejected a peace deal that Santos helped engineer. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said that rejection does not mean the peace process is dead. Children of 75 first responders in Arlington County have gotten help for college tuition from a 9/11 scholarship fund. But now that fund needs some help.
The Civic Federation's 9/11 scholarship fund is just shy of $60,000, the minimum needed to sustain it. Wanda Pierce with the Arlington Community Foundation says if they can't raise enough money,
we have to then cut back on the number of scholarships given out.
Which would be sad for Jim Pebley, who helped start the fund right after 9/11.
We've done the best we can. I would like to keep doing it.
But
everyone's got lives and kids in soccer and sick moms and dads.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,269. The Nasdaq at 5307. Sports. Game 1 wins for the Indians and Blue Jays in the American League. Tonight, the Nationals host the Dodgers in Game 1 of their National League playoff series. The Cubs host the Giants. NFL, the Cardinals beat the 49ers. NBA preseason, a win for the Wizards. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. Elaine Mick inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, fantastic trip out of Stafford through Triangle and Dumfries, but we still hit the brakes north of the Occoquan to the incident. We had initial crash was in Newington, gone. Then we had one in the backups at Lorton, and I had 3 cars on the shoulder. I just watched them all clear, so we shouldn't have too much more rubbernecking through that stretch. On 66, as you pass Business 234, eastbound side of 66, had the minor crash reported. I just watched the fire truck leave the scene of the incident, so hopefully they can confine everything to the shoulder there. On the George Washington Parkway, heavy northbound to try to get up to the exit for the Beltway. That's because of a crash. Baltimore Washington Parkway, heavy each direction through Laurel. The northbound accident before Powder Mill Road is cleared. And the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday. Partly cloudy, mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 59 in Chantilly, 63 in Bethesda, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Bill Clinton's crazy Obamacare remark has become material for a Trump mailer. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:15 this morning, we're going to check in with one of our colleagues in South Carolina and see how they are doing in preparations for Hurricane Matthew. At 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And this November in Montgomery County, Maryland, not only will you be voting for president and for congressman and other state offices, you're also going to be voting on a ballot measure that would restrict the terms for Montgomery County supervisors. Joining us right now is one of those supervisors, one who has actually been elected to his fourth term that he is just in the midst of beginning. His name is George Leventhal, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us, council member.
Good morning, guys.
So you and your colleagues are all opposed to this. In fact, you've all sort of dipped into your campaign chests and contributed, it seems, this week to the anti-term limit measure. What's the problem with it? Why? I mean, obviously, you support the term limits on the governor of Maryland, right, and on the president of the United States.
So Robin Ficker is a perennial loser. He has run for
now
under the sun.
Hold on. Now, why I didn't ask you.
There is no limit on the number of times he can lose.
Mr. Leventhal, I didn't ask you about Robin Ficker. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, we always have a good relationship here. I'm asking you about the basis of the proposition itself about term limits.
Well,
and you suddenly go into a personal attack against a politician in the state of Maryland. I don't understand that.
You asked me the reason why other council members were opposed to this, and it is absolutely the case that if this measure passes, it will elevate the credibility of Robin Ficker. He is a nihilist. He wants to tear everything down.
Wow. So the reason you're against it is because you don't like Robin Ficker?
Well, that's a primary reason, I would say. Sure, yeah. If you know, you guys.
So it's personal. It has nothing to do with the actual merit of the matter.
This is fascinating. Set Mr. Ficker aside, if possible, because thousands of Montgomery County residents all signed petitions to get this on the ballot. So Robin Ficker couldn't do it all by himself. So are you against all of those Montgomery County residents who also wanted to have this up for a vote?
So do me a favor and let me complete my sentence,
all right.
Okay? So there is no limit on the number of times Robin Ficker can lose, but he wants to limit the number of times that successful and popular elected officials can win. That's a logical disconnect. Voters have the ability to end the tenure of any elected official simply by defeating them in elections. And in Montgomery County, we have had competitive elections every 4 years for the offices of executive and county council, which are the offices which this measure would limit. We've had an executive defeated by a challenger. We've had multiple council members defeated by challengers. So voters have the power now in their hands to replace elected officials who they don't think are delivering. They can replace them with other people who run against them. I've had competitive elections every one of the four times that I've run. Now, I've been reelected because I'm responsive to my constituents and delivered government that works. But I've had colleagues who were not reelected. There have been incumbent council members in every cycle. We've always faced competitive elections, and in multiple situations, incumbent council members have been defeated. We've had an incumbent executive defeated.
Let me ask you this question, because it seems to me that you made a donation to this group that is fighting the term limits effort, and that sort of speaks to me volumes that you're more focused on stopping the term limits than you are. I mean, if you were really in a competitive race, you wouldn't be spending money on that. You'd be spending it on your own campaign, wouldn't you?
What we've done in Montgomery County is we've passed a law that's going to provide public financing in 2018. It's a whole new set of rules, and it requires that the current campaign fund has to be spent down to zero, and then anyone who wants to compete in 2018 will start over from zero with a new fund that's limited. We won't be able, if we opt in, to take money from PACs or individuals or labor unions, will only be able to take from individuals up to a limit of $150 per person, but we have to start from zero. So I had about $3,000, not a lot of money, in my campaign account. I gave half to the No on B campaign, and I gave the other half to the Montgomery County Democratic Party.
That campaign fund you had, I don't want to get bogged down in campaign finance rules, I'm just asking curiously, this isn't a challenge. The money you received in your campaign were from donors who wanted you to be elected to your office. How can you then take the money that they gave to you for the purpose of getting you elected and then redirect it to a completely different effort?
Maryland campaign law allows you to transfer campaign funds to other campaigns. It's been done, historically. It's perfectly legal, and it's fully disclosed.
So now if I can get back to the first question I asked, which is a fundamental aspect of term limits. Governor Hogan right now enjoys 71% popularity in the state of Maryland. He can run for one more term. But given your passionate opposition to term limits, you would be in favor of lifting Maryland's term limit on the state of governor, on the office of governor, wouldn't you? Shouldn't Larry Hogan be able to run for 16 years?
I'll say two things about that. Number one, I would happily vote for a third term for President Obama if I had the ability to do so. I don't especially think that the term limit on the executive is a great idea, but there is no proposal before us to lift it. But in addition, the power of the executive and the ability of the executive to command attention and accumulate influence and patronage is much greater than that in the legislature. So I do think it's a very different conversation whether the executive's term, the governor or the president, ought to be limited, or whether members of a legislature who are not as well known, and as I say, we've always had competitive elections in Montgomery County for county council, and multiple council members have been defeated by challengers.
So if a voter in Montgomery County believes in their minds that the ability, the patronage, the power, and the unresponsiveness of their Montgomery County Council members compels them to say, you know what, it would be a good thing to have these offices rotate out and we want some term limits. You wouldn't quarrel with that then, right? I mean, they seem to be using the same logic that you've used for the executive branch.
I try not to quarrel with anyone. I certainly try not to quarrel
except
with
Robin Ficker.
All right, so let me just ask you a question. I mean, isn't it true, though, in Montgomery County politics that if you get on the Apple ballot, and I know you've had your issues of late with the teachers, but, I mean, other candidates, if you get on that Apple ballot, you got 12,000 teachers going to vote for you, and then, that seems to be fait accompli. That pretty much drives Montgomery County elections, doesn't it?
In 2014, which was my last race, I was not on the Apple ballot.
I mentioned that.
Of Montgomery County sent me back to the county council anyway.
Yeah, but it, isn't it true, though, that in most cases, if you get the support of the teachers, it's done?
No, that's not right. I mean, you could make the case that the teachers ascertain ahead of time who's likely to win, and then they endorse those likely winners, but I that's all speculation.
I'm just curious, Councilmember Leventhal, we're almost done, but yourself, Nancy Florine, Mark Elrich, and Hans Riemer, you're all the at-large members of the council, right?
Correct, and I would point out Nancy Florine also has never been endorsed on the Apple ballot and has been elected four times.
How many of you four at-large candidates are from the Tacoma Park area?
Yeah, that's an accurate observation. Three of the four live in the city of Tacoma Park, and you know, if voters want to change that mix, they'll have the opportunity in 2018 when all of these offices are on the ballot. I will not be running again for the county council. I anticipate several of my colleagues, you know, who have done our time, will not be running again, and we'll have campaign finance reform, so individuals can raise small contributions from individuals, and there will not be an incumbent advantage in terms of, you know, which has, I understand, occurred in the past in terms of large contributions from special interests. Those will not be on the table if candidates opt in to the clean money campaign finance reform option. So, you know, we're going to have a very competitive election in 2018 with lots of open seats.
All right.
And the fact that three of the four of us live in Tacoma Park is an anomaly, and I don't think it's going to be repeated.
Thanks for joining us, sir. I think that we've gotten a lot of information in this interview, and I'm sure that many people will note it and talk about it. It's always good to have
you. Talking with you guys. Have a good day.
Same to you. It's now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, heading through Rockville and leaving Rockville Town Center very slow. 355, I've been talking about the emergency road work, and crews at the scene say it was the emergency pothole crews. Now, I am watching this in the cameras, and it does look like they've just patched two huge holes here, and they're still working, only one lane getting by. So I try to avoid, again, before you even get to the Rockville Town Center, 355 slows to just before Congressional Plaza, so past the Best Buy with the road work. If you take 270, have a little bit of volume in Gaithersburg, and then pretty solid lineup, 370 off and on down toward the lane divide. On the outer loop, 95 to George Avenue slow. Wheaton, go ahead. It's much better. George Avenue accident. George Avenue at Arcola cleared from the intersection. I'm not seeing much of any backups there, so much better. George Washington Parkway northbound crash before you get to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for increasing clouds today, 72. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers starting after midnight, 64. Tomorrow, they say 100% chance of rain, but only a quarter inch, so not a lot of rain. The high will be around 70. On Sunday, looks like a really nice day. Mix of sun and clouds, temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 62 degrees at 8:17.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
We are still watching to see what Hurricane Matthew is going to do to parts of the Florida and Carolina coast. Joining us on the line right now is one of our colleagues from our sister station down in Charleston, South Carolina, Jay Shaddix with Nash 96.9 FM. Hello, how are you doing this morning, Jay?
Well, it's going pretty easy right now. Not a whole lot to see out the window. It's, you know, like they say, eerily calm before the storm. But we know exactly what's coming up the coast headed this way later on this afternoon.
Well, what is the expectation now? They've adjusted the track a little bit. What are folks saying there in South Carolina about the likely impact of this storm?
Well, it's still expected to stay off of our coast. But again, you got to think that this storm is almost 200 miles wide and of course, very, very long. So what we're expecting here in the Charleston, South Carolina area is we're going to start getting rains later on this afternoon, picking up significantly, as well as the winds. Before midnight tonight, we should expect tropical force winds. We could have sustained winds along the coast upwards about 55 miles per hour. And then it's going to sort of sit here for about 18 hours, just beating on the coast in that same kind of force.
Man.
Our biggest worry is going to be the storm surge, which is basically when the storm comes in, it essentially pushes the ocean up onto the land, and we're talking about 4 to 8 foot rise in the ocean water along
the coast. I was there for Hugo, and that's what happened there, right?
Exactly, yeah. If you were here for Hugo, we're not expecting anything near the impact that we had in Hugo. And, of course, the big difference is the communication is a lot different as far as tracking and knowing exactly what's going to happen. But they are saying this is the most powerful hurricane to hit the East Coast in at least a decade.
So I got to ask, Jay, in Charleston, by the way, Charleston, probably one of my favorite cities in the country. What a you got a good gig down there, man. What are the people doing? Because we've been discussing this all day. It almost seems like the media is going a little bit over the top with the predictions of what this hurricane might be. And I got to think that the people in Charleston say, yeah, we've been through this before. And are they heeding the warnings? Are they getting out or are they going to ride it out? What's it like?
Well, that's kind of the interesting part to this is very early on, our governor, Nikki Haley, all the way back to Tuesday, started taking actions and started urging people to evacuate. We've reversed I-26, which is our major interstate that leads from the coast all the way up into the upstate area. About 200 miles of interstate were reversed as of Wednesday afternoon. All the schools were closed before it even came chance for the schools to make that decision. The governor went ahead and made that decision for them, though I will say the initial prediction was over a million people evacuating in the first day and a half. The numbers we got were somewhere less than 200,000. Now, there is expectation that more people will probably be evacuating today because of the fact that we have more solid information. When it was so far out, you know, back Tuesday, Wednesday, here, like you said, we've seen storms before. We weren't too worried about it. But now it's becoming a little more real.
And what about supplies? I mean, I've seen some of these stories where the gas stations don't have any gas and the grocery stores don't have any food. How are y'all doing in that regard?
Well, again, that kind of goes back to, like I said, on Tuesday, when the governor did make that order, it definitely sort of encouraged people to start getting those supplies. We did have some issues early on with the gas stations essentially just sort of running out of gas. And we were able to start getting refuel trucks in. Same thing with the grocery stores. Propane, water, bread, things like that went pretty quickly, but we were able to get trucks in at first. Once that lane reversal started Wednesday afternoon, that means that our primary interstate essentially doesn't head this direction anymore. So what we've got is what we've got.
Yeah, right. There's that. Yeah.
Jay Shattuck, host of Nash FM 96.9, our colleague down in Charleston, South Carolina, part of our Cumulus Media Network down there. And stay safe. Make sure the residents stay safe and their homes stay safe. But by God, protect those restaurants down there in Charleston.
That's a great place. It
we
really is.
We will do our best.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Jay.
822 on WMAO.
After an explosive first debate and just weeks before the election, Clinton and Trump return to the debate stage. CNN's Anderson Cooper moderates the second presidential debate. Watch Sunday. Live coverage starts at 4 on CNN.
Have you been thinking about or have you been wanting new windows for your home? Well, my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows want me to tell you that now, right now, is the best time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install windows, custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek Windows is offering the lowest price of the season. You ready? Buy three windows, get one free. You have the chance right now to save money on the cost of new windows and your utility bill year-round, plus increase the value of your home. As I like to say, it's a win-win-win. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You'll get the Thompson Creek low price of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That's 855-57-CREEK. One more time, 855-57-CREEK.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, D.C., heading southbound 295, Kenilworth Avenue, the crash south of Benning Road. That's been cleared. Now it's about recovering. We're better on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. In fact, out of Riverdale, that's cleared. Out of Chevrolet 50, though, still watch for that volume. Also, you're slow to go in on New York Avenue, off and on past toward Bladensburg Road, and once you get through that intersection, it looks like it gets better. Northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, slow, so we're slow coming off of mostly the eastbound side of the freeway. You come across the 14th Street Bridge, off of the 11th Street Bridge, it's been a little bit lighter than normal. Northbound George Washington Parkway, jammed to the crash before you get to the Beltway. And the emergency road work in Rockville, southbound on 355, as you come up toward Congressional Lane. It was only the right lane getting by. They're doing some pothole patches. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday, partly cloudy mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Now it is 827.
Here we go. Today is game one of the Washington Nationals, National League Divisional Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Take place at Nats Park this afternoon, 5 o'clock. It's an early game. That annoys me, actually. But what are you going to do? And it's Max Scherzer against Clayton Kershaw, ace versus ace. If you're a baseball lover, it doesn't get any better than this. And if you're the National League, how happy are you right now in terms of ratings for these championships right now? In the National League, think about it. You got L.A. versus D.C.,
right.
Two major markets.
Major television markets.
With big sports fans in it.
Sure, right.
And then on the other side, you got the San Francisco Giants versus the Chicago Cubs.
Yep, that's good.
And the Dodgers, Giants, and Cubs are all old legacy teams that have been around for 100 years, if not in the cities that they're in. And the Nats, even though they've only been in Washington, you know, they transferred from Montreal. But the Nats are kind of the youngest team in the postseason right now. And over on the American League side, by the way, yesterday, Today's games, you had Toronto pounding the Rangers 10-1, and then you had a close game, but a victory for the hometown Cleveland Indians against the Boston Red Sox 5-4. But over there too, you got Cleveland and Boston, and you got Texas and Toronto again, all pretty major cities. And so that's
except for Cleveland.
Yeah, Toronto is Canadian; they don't count. But a pretty fun baseball time, and all worried about tomorrow's game might get rained out, though. We are worried about that.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens there. But go Nats!
You know they're talking about just a small amount of rain. They say 100% chance, but only a quarter inch.
They'll get the game in.
Maybe they'll get the game in.
And I'm predicting right now, write it down, Nats in five. Everyone's saying, oh, the Dodgers are so tough. Dodgers are a paper tiger. They are nothing.
Well,
Nats in five.
Nats in five.
It's 8:29.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
In financial times like these,
Don't you want straight-talking, common-sense investment advice from a reliable source, as well as valuable insights on current market conditions? Hi, this is Eric Whiteman, co-host of The Wise Investors Show. We manage investments for our clients, and we'd be happy to help you plan your investment strategy.
Eric Whiteman and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Eric, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Meet your favorite celebrity chefs only at Live Casino. We're hosting appearances from celebrity chefs Todd English on October 7th, Buddy Velastro on October 14th, Bobby Flay on October 21st, and Padma Lakshmi on October 28th. Don't miss your chance to meet these culinary legends at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be talking to Brett Baer from your Fox News Channel in advance of the big, great debate on Sunday. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. The government releases the September jobs report in just a moment, and economists forecast that U.S. employers added a solid number of jobs in September, keeping the unemployment rate at a low level. Florida's East Coast is getting socked right now by Hurricane Matthew. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is in Palm Bay, Florida.
South of that eye and south of Melbourne, people are breathing a sigh of relief. They are saying, okay, things are getting better, but this is far from over. Daytona Beach, Cape Canaveral still in this, and anywhere up the coast, up and through Florida, Georgia, South Carolina by tomorrow, and it is going to be a nasty one.
More than 300,000 in Florida are without power. A number of first responders from this area are headed south to help. Pete Perringer is a spokesman for Montgomery County Fire and Rescue.
FEMA has activated the several of the urban search and rescue teams out of the 28 urban search and rescue teams throughout the country. But we're blessed to have several in this area, including two in Virginia, one in Maryland.
Some from around here will be going to Florida, others to Georgia. Now, this is a wake-up call you wouldn't mind getting.
Just a few minutes ago, it was announced that you are the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, my God. I'm so honored.
This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to the president of Colombia, Juan Manuel Santos, who helped broker an historic peace deal to end his country's half-century civil war. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan says the newly renamed Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University celebrates a, quote, remarkable judge and teacher.
He'll go down in history as one of the most important Supreme Court justices ever, and also one of the greatest. His articulation of textualist and originalist principles, communicated in that distinctive, extraordinary prose, did nothing less than transform our legal culture.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,269. The NASDAQ at 53,07. Sports. Cleveland and Toronto are Game 1 winners in the American League playoffs. The Nationals host the Dodgers tonight in Game 1 of their series. The Cubs take on the Giants. Thursday night football. The Cardinals get a win. NBA preseason. The Wizards win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. The September jobs report is just out. The Labor Department says employers added 156,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticks up to 5%. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New York Avenue inbound, the crash of Bladensburg Road. That's been moved into the gas station. Lanes open, but still quite slow. DC 295 southbound, trying to make the recovery to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street from the earlier crash. It took a while to clear out of the travel lanes. To the Wilson Bridge, no delay either direction. Friday light in our favor there. Virginia 95 northbound. You deserve a break, and you're catching that right now out of Stafford to the Beltway with very light volume. Now, we do have a problem on the George Washington Parkway still. Northbound, the crash as you approach the exit ramp to the Beltway. And in Rockville, the emergency pothole patching southbound on 355 before you get to Congressional Lane. This is past the Best Buy. Only one lane was getting by. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase for us today. Seasonable temperatures, high 72. Cloudy tonight, showers overnight, 64. As tropical moisture interacts with a cold front Saturday, rain tomorrow, high near 70. Behind the front Sunday, partly cloudy, a little cooler, mid-60s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Burke, 59 in Silver Spring, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And it's 8:38 on WMAL. Rounding out our Friday extravaganza here of Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry is the man who successfully predicted the triumphant victory of the USA Ryder Cup team. None other than our very own Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. Hey, Brett, how are you?
Good morning.
Well, let's start first with the vice presidential debate, because we haven't been able to hear from you. Of course, we do want to get your preview of Sunday night's presidential debate. But how has the Trump campaign maximized the very, very good coverage and, frankly, fantastic performance of vice presidential candidate Mike Pence?
Well, I think he's been out on media. I think he's been doing a lot of interviews. I think his tone kind of changed when the story started being, you know, this was great for Mike Pence 2020. You heard a lot about Make America Great Again, and this is Donald Trump's win. And but he's been out, and he's been doing a lot of interviews. Arguably, he did on points have a really, really strong night. I don't think there's anybody who thought that he didn't win. I think that, you know, the criticism was that he didn't defend Donald Trump enough, but frankly, some of the things that he did to pivot to change substance policy answers really could be a template for Donald Trump this weekend.
Yes. Well, do you think that he will be taking notes? That's the question. I mean, I think the million-dollar question about this upcoming debate is, will Donald Trump learn from the example set by Mike Pence?
I think that he will be more prepped for this debate than he was the first one. They did a trial run yesterday in New Hampshire with a town hall, and they kept on saying that this wasn't a trial run, but there were clocks that had 2 minutes, you know, on the wall, countdown to his answers. You know, the first answer in the debate is 2 minutes. So clearly they were using that as a trial run, and he's taking the day off the trail today to work with Chris Christie and Ryan Priebus. You know, he is who he is, and the question is whether he's going to be baited into going down rabbit holes again, or whether he's going to stick to the change kind of message that he wins with.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any comments on the format of this debate? It's that town hall style with the and they're using two moderators, which I find interesting, Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz, because of all the debate formats, the town hall, the moderators do less, right? Because a lot of the questions come from the people in the room.
Right. I found it strange, too, that there were two moderators. And I think that there's some back and forth behind the scenes about who asks what.
Oh, I bet there is.
And, you know, I sense that the questions from the people in the room will then be followed up by the moderators, and that you may see more following up than you did the last, especially from the vice presidential debate. There really wasn't much.
Now, how important is it for right now, given the lay of the land, and there have been some impact, it would seem, on Trump's numbers of late, given his last debate performance? How important is this one to him?
I think it's really crucial. I think if he has a good debate, then, you know, some things, you know, if he picks up 2 points, let's say, and shores up some of those wavering people, the undecideds, you could see different states turn. You know, I mean, there's a number of those swing states that are
really
within
close,
the margin of error.
Yeah, they're real close.
Brett, I'd love to ask you, you know, you and your colleague Catherine Herridge have been so great out of the D.C. Bureau here covering all aspects of not just the story about what happened in Benghazi, but also, of course, the Hillary Clinton email story. And earlier this week, we had more revelations about the FBI investigation into this, including the fact that it seems in an unprecedented way they agreed to destroy the laptops of Cheryl Mills after granting a remarkable level of immunity. You hear what's coming out of the House committees who were really angry about this. I'd love your reaction to this and whether the FBI, of all organizations in this town, is really suffering in terms of their image with the American people.
Well, I think they are. I think that you're going to hear more about it from Donald Trump, I would imagine, as more and more of this concern comes out of Capitol Hill about how it happened. I mean, the whole destruction of the computers really doesn't fit the FBI MO.
Yeah.
You know, and if anything, they're always about keeping evidence. And so it didn't really make sense. And the immunity deals, they just didn't smell right in the setup before it was happening. And now you've got all little things coming out, not only different emails that illuminate some element of this investigation after it's essentially done, but you have things like, you know, they went to get 14 boxes of emails in the house, and there were only 12. And, you know, things that you say, this investigation probably wasn't done fully.
Yeah.
And why is that? And I think the questions will continue.
And finally, Brett, if I could, I know that, you know, we pulled up some old tape here because we know you had your days. You love them hurricanes.
Now trees are scattered all over many roadways here, but the worst of this hurricane may be all of the flooding, and we won't know how bad that is until first light.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, Brett.
Oh, yeah.
How did you inhale some helium before that report, Brett?
Well, you know, when your voice goes up and you get a little excited.
Well, so, I mean, listen, I'm the one blowing around out there. My cameraman's in the safety of a van shooting out the back, and I'm watching stop signs fly by me. But yeah, I did 16 hurricanes and tropical storms.
Do you sort of wish you were down there?
No.
Yeah, that's the way I feel.
Exactly.
I've hung up the slicker. Hung up the rain slicker.
Yeah.
I'm covering a different kind of storm.
Based on the dangers of all the news this week, is it more dangerous reporting on Hurricane Matthew or more dangerous being part of the primetime lineup out of New York on Fox News?
Man. I'm going to blow right past
I don't blame you. We're just happy to have you here in D.C., Brett. Yeah. Never leave. It's much better here, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Brett, thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's now 8:45 on WMAL.
As a teacher, to say my job is busy is an understatement. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for my students is super easy and a huge time saver. There's tons of fun art and fonts, and I can even upload our mascot design. Let's go Eagles!
For all of your school needs, choose Custom Ink. For homecoming, game days, class shirts, and more. Show your school pride all year long with custom gear like t-shirts, hoodies, and backpacks from Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing at CustomInk.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It is time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people singing that on Virginia's 95, finally catching a break this week. No delay out of Stafford, up through to the Beltway. Had a brief pause in Newington from an earlier crash, but that's cleared out. 395, a little bit sluggish in Landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge. All right, here's the story on the George Washington Parkway. Northbound as you come up through to the Beltway, there's police activity, so we're slowing to get by that stretch. Emergency pothole crews have been on the Rockville Pike this morning. Looks like they're improving here. Southbound as you come up to Congressional Lane. And I need to get one last quick peek in the cameras. Nope, they're still there, blocking the left lane. So southbound on 355 before Congressional Lane, past the Best Buy. Still watch for delays backing almost near the Rockville Town Center. If you're taking 270 as the option, your 270 delays brief in through Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday, partly cloudy mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees at 847.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Well, in the state of Maryland, there has been a lawsuit filed that will challenge the state's gun licensing laws. And this is pretty interesting. Maryland Shall Issue is a group that, along with a gun store and four residents of the state, filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Baltimore on Wednesday of this week. Now, the law says that Maryland residents and their constitutional rights with regard to the Second Amendment have been moved from the constitutional right status to just a mere privilege. And then what they're arguing is that the state's handgun licensing process is lengthy, expensive, and invasive because it requires you to give your fingerprints to get a handgun license. And having gone through this, I went through this process earlier this spring, and it is lengthy, expensive, and invasive.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And it's amazing how long you have to work to get a piece of paper that says now you can go and purchase a gun. And then there's another waiting period on top of that once you purchase your gun before you can actually receive your gun. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. As you know, the laws really became a lot more strict in 2013 under the past governor.
Yeah, under the past governor, who is now sort of humiliated with his horrible presidential campaign and the fact that his handpicked successor couldn't win re-election. Mm-hmm. And the man who did win re-election is celebrating 71% approval rating. So it is time to re-examine these laws, I think, considering the changing tide in the state of Maryland. And thank God they are challenging these laws. I do just want to point out one thing. You know, I love these things. Associated Press, God bless them, starts it out by saying, gun rights activists. You know, the words they use are always very interesting. Why isn't it Second Amendment activist,
Second Amendment proponents,
or how about constitutional proponents? You know, people who actually support the Constitution. No, it's all about guns, but that's okay. I really, really look forward to seeing how this plays out. And if you are concerned in any way, whether you're in Maryland or Virginia or anywhere, you can hear our voice about how these gun laws are interpreted by our court system. You might want to look at that ninth empty seat on the Supreme Court right now.
That's right.
And think about who might be filling it.
It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
Tired of all the dating advice you get when you're single?
You know, you just gotta get out there.
Okay, now, if you could just remind us all where there is, that'd be great.
You should really check out one of those new dating apps.
Sure, you swipe right on the photo, and if you're really lucky, it may actually belong to a real person.
You're gonna meet someone when you least expect it.
Okay, so what? In the restroom? Because that's when I'd least expect it. Look, we all know, as well-meaning as they may be, your friends don't always have the best dating advice. Fortunately, there is one piece of advice you can count on. Call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. We meet everyone and personally select every match, just like we've done for 25 years. We've planned over 2 million first dates. Yours could be next. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Hey friends, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, with exciting news. My wildly popular free seminar on how to sell your home for top dollar is returning to Tyson's Corner and North Bethesda this month. Hear the market outlook, find the best time to sell your home, get tips on ridding clutter out of your house, and discover the improvements that will make you money. Learn where to put a dollar in to get $2 back. You can register at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-5377. Again, 800-900-5377.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
I always jokingly say, well, I've never personally been retired, but I've been retired. I've gone through retirement thousands of times through the people that we meet with. So if we can take your ideas and your purpose and we can combine them with our experience, then we can come up with a retirement plan that would allow you to retire with complete confidence.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor. Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There's a lot to learn at mealtime, even for babies. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Babies pay close attention to the food that's being eaten around them, and especially to who's eating it. Researchers at Cornell found that one-year-olds expect that they're going to like the same foods unless the people they're watching eat belong to different social or cultural groups. An ability to think about people as being same versus different and us versus them seems to start very early in life. That's what one of the co-authors of the new study had to say. And think about this. When the baby saw a person act disgusted from eating a food, they expected a second person would also be disgusted by that food, even if the second person was from a different social group. The author said this suggests that infants are particularly vigilant to social information that could signal danger. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal.
Call 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend the day with John Dessauer, the nation's leading multi-unit housing expert, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-979-4640 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This class is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-979-4640 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-979-4640. That's 800-979-4640. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, enjoying a better than normal rush hour for our Friday. However, we do have a couple tough spots. Rockville, you want to avoid 355 coming past the town center if you can. We have big delays still with the emergency pothole crews. Southbound 355 before you get to Congressional Lane. Stay to the right to get by. If you head on over to 270, you're in much better shape. 270 essentially just about cleared out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Also, George Avenue, the crash southbound at Arcola, that's gone. Now, a little bit farther south, we have the accident southbound Georgia at Flyers Mill Road. Looks like the left lane's blocked, and then you're wide open beyond that to the Beltway. Beltway through Silver Spring still slow. DC 295 south of Benning, crash gone. 66, no late troubles outside of the Beltway. And this traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Increasing clouds today, seasonable temperatures 72, cloudy tonight with scattered showers overnight 64. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 8:57.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk? No junk.
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Look, on Monday, Joe DeGenna will join us. Trevor Maddich will be along to talk about the Redskins' victory over the Ravens. We'll also have Aaron McPike here.